Another courthouse protest is slated for this coming Saturday, organized by the 5051 Humboldt County chapter. We spoke with AJ, the local organizer, to learn more.
This is an emergency action. It's going to be happening this Saturday at the Eureka Courthouse from 12 to 2 p.m. in response to ICE detaining a Humboldt resident, Gilberto Rudy Jimenez Gonzalez, who is a Humboldt resident and was detained on his way home from Iowa. This happened last week, and we are now holding a protest, first and foremost, an abolish ICE protest, and second of all, to get support for the family as a fundraiser for the family. We will have a donation bin, and there will also be a link to the GoFundMe that is going to support his family and to help pay for his bond.
And as of right now, we know that he's in Colorado, still being held in ICE custody. We know that his bond hearing has been pushed out roughly about 2 weeks, so that is still pending. And then in addition to Mr. Jimenez Gonzalez, there are two individuals out of Mendocino County. We've recently reported about their detentions by ICE the same week of Jimenez Gonzalez.
We will be also hopefully having the links to the GoFundMes for the individuals who've been detained out of Lake County and Mendocino County at the event, so people can help support everyone.
Can you speak to the trend a little bit, or is it a trend? Do you feel like the situation is escalating in terms of ICE activity in Northern California, even though there has not been a direct arrest in Humboldt County that we're aware of?
Yeah, it is definitely a trend, I would say. And it's something that we've been prepared for, that the groups have been prepared for, that the community members have been preparing for, you know, upwards of a year and a half now. And we are just, you know, waiting. It seems to be something that is inevitable, given that California is, you know, a blue state and the administration is targeting blue states and the administration is targeting California specifically. We've been pretty lucky so far, as you said, to not have a direct detainment in Humboldt County. But it is something, it seems like the ICE is creeping closer on all sides, you know, coming up from the south, Mendocino, and coming down from the north from Oregon. But 5051 Central de Pueblo, a ton of other local groups will be and are prepared for when that does happen here in Humboldt County. And we will be ready to respond. And until then, when there are still people being, you know, murdered in the streets by ICE, when there's still people from Humboldt County and surrounding counties and people across the country who are being detained and taken to God knows where, we will still be having these emergency responses. We will still be having these protests to say that we are not okay with the American Gestapo.
Okay. And then can you quickly clarify for us, what does it mean to respond? What does that look like for locals here? What does that mean?
Well, of course, it really depends on what the situation is, what your comfort level is. You know, of course, there are certain things that we hope we will never have to deal with as a county. But for right now, responding looks like showing up, coming out to support the family, coming out to voice your opinions against ICE, to come out in numbers and show that this is not okay, to support a member of our community, our neighbor. You know, being a Humboldt resident, he really is everyone's neighbor. It really is a connection to home for, I think, anyone who has lived in Humboldt County for an extended period of time, to see a news article saying that a Humboldt resident was detained by ICE. So I think that that is a really big thing, is just showing up and coming out to these protests and these events. And so I would say really response is just come out when we have one of these protests and be prepared to come out for future events and for future community support.
Only a couple days prior to the arrest of Gilberto Jimenez Gonzalez by police and ICE in Wyoming, A 26-year-old immigrant in Maine was shot and killed by ICE agents, although he was not reportedly the intended target of their investigation. AJ happened to be nearby and made it to the scene to witness the aftermath of the shooting, including protests and police cleanup.
It's very hard to describe the feeling that you get when it's something that is close to you or in a place that is close to your heart versus something that you see on the news that's maybe 3,000 miles away on the complete other side of the country. But that feeling of hitting close to home is definitely very apparent, and was very apparent at the when I was in Maine last week. So just being there definitely was very, very surreal because I was staring at this man's car who'd been brutally murdered in the street. But it has really just, if anything, encourage my energy for protesting, increase my energy for protesting ICE and for bringing that spirit back into Humboldt County of this is not just something that you see on the news. This is real life. This is really happening. This could happen to us. This could happen to our neighbors, and we need to be prepared and we need to be protesting this and trying to get it to stop before anyone else loses their life.
For KMUD News, I'm Ryan Hudson.